Hello, this is Radio Kate, and I am leaving February Boo number 9 until the very last minute, last 3 minutes, according to the clock on the underground tube station on which I am currently standing. It is 23:57 and 29:30 seconds. So that gives me 2.5 minutes to record my February Boo for today. And if you're not already involved in February, do check out the Audio Boo blog, blog.audioboo.fm. Please join us. Lovely community, lots of nice topics. And yeah, have a go at booing. It's great. So today's topic, and if I can be really quick before the next train comes in and drowns me out, the topic was, where does your online name come from? And why do you have it? So my online name, you may obviously know, is Radio Kate. And the reason for that is my full name, Kate Arkless Gray. Well, nobody can spell it, for one. It's massively unique, for two, and I don't want to be Googled the hell out of too easily. I did think about being Kate online, but obviously lots of people had that already. And my university gives you an alumni address. Oh God, here comes the train. I might just pause this while the tube train comes, or shall I just let you listen to the tube train? Here is real audio. This is a tube train. Hang on. There you go, that's a little taste of London for you. I can't get on this train, it doesn't go as far as I need it to. So what was I saying? Oh yes, so university gives you some ridiculous email address with lots of dots for my name. Or you can have one nickname address. So I thought I would go for Kate at university name, etc. Of course somebody had done that, so I thought, well okay, if I can't be Kate, how do people know me? Well, I'm the girl who did radio at university, so I'm Radio Kate. Well, that makes sense. It's catchy. Radio Kate, that's me. And people know how to spell it, and that's good. I've also extended that brand now, obviously, to Space Kate, because I do space stuff, which makes a lot of sense. So yeah, that's how my online name came about. Not all that exciting, to be fair. I did once have a nickname, which was K2. And the reason I had that nickname was when I was at school, when I was about 14, there was a lady who had climbed up the mountain K2. And she got to the top. She was the first woman to get up to the top of K2 unaided. Okay, this is the train now leaving, just to disturb my story. True sounds of London. To come to London for the Olympics when you've got Radio Kate's audio booths. Anyway, so there was this woman. She climbed up K2 and she was the first woman to get to the summit of K2 unaided, and this was great. Unfortunately, there was a freak weather condition and she died on the way down. So I was talking about this with a friend of mine, Hina, and I said, well, you know, good on her. She got to the top and she proved that women could do that unaided, and yay her. And my friend said, yeah, but she had a family and she died. I said, yeah, but she got there. It was a freak weather condition. It wasn't that she wasn't good enough, it's just that something, you know, unexpected happened and she died. And my friend said, well, she died and she shouldn't have done it. So we had a little falling out about this, and then she said, well, I'm going to call you K2 from now on, because you're the sort of person who would do something just to be the first person to do it, or to be the first woman to do it. And I was like, actually, yes, I probably am. And I still aim to be the first woman on the moon, but slightly ridiculous aim, you might say. So yeah, Radio Kate, Space Kate, obviously at Audio Boo, and K2. Those are my online names and my nickname. So that's it. My mum occasionally called me Poppet, which I really liked. But I think that may be a slightly northern thing, northern England thing, and nobody really calls me that anymore. Oh, but And this I quite like. Sorry, rambling now, but we have an old Ghanaian friend who always used to call me and my mum Lady Ellie and Lady Kate, which I liked. And I have a friend from Argentina who lives in the US and is one of my space friends, and he calls me Lady Kate. And actually, somebody just on Twitter the other day also referred to me as Lady Kate, and I kind of like that. Yeah, so that's me, that's my nicknames, and it's now 0002, which means we've ticked over to the next Audio Boo February day. But it's alright, because it's only tomorrow when you wake up. And that, for me, is the rule of the world. It's not tomorrow until you wake up. So even though it's 2 minutes past midnight, and technically the next day, it's not really, because I haven't been to bed yet. So all is well. And my train is going to be here at any moment, so I shall say good night.